Okay? Thank you for being here this Saturday evening. We'll start with the invocation prayers. If you want, you can come a little forward. At least on the sheets. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Namo Mahavidanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurache Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचा कल्पत्रुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओके सो टुडेज टॉपिक इज एज आई मेंशन लास्ट टाइम इटसेल्फ वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड इट fits very well with our series which we are covering right now, the whole Guru Parampara series. Why it fits properly? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day coming next Sunday. So if, before I start, let me ask you this question. When we raise the hands, when we say Hare Krishna, we raise the hands like this. What is the meaning of this?
So I wanted to ask that question.
You wanted to ask that question? Okay. We are surrendering to God. Okay.
Yeah,
so
like
there is one funny pastime I'll tell you what happened to me personally. So we raise the hands like this, right, when we do this. So once I was in New Vrindavan. New Vrindavan is like West Virginia. So we were there at some particular festival occasion. And a few devotees, few of us were standing in the line to serve prasadam. So when we, before serving prasadam, we say the prayers and at the end this maha mantra. So he said Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So somebody took the photo. Okay, 4 or 5 of us standing in a line and everybody with raised hand like this. So somebody took the photo and he posted it on Facebook. Now happened, one of my friend from my college time, he saw the photo and he commented on Facebook. So his comment was there some cops behind, why you all are raising hands? So his comment was, are there some cops behind you guys, why you all are raising hands? So some people have, everybody has different conceptions, right? So what does it really mean when we raise the hands like this? Surrender to God. It's like, have you realized a child? When a child, a little child, he want his parents to pick him up, he will do, raise the hands like this, right? Lift me, pick me. So this raising hands is like a notion. We are approaching the Supreme Lord. We are your children. Please pick us up, right? Please take us in your shelter. So that's what it means. Now, in all the Gaudiya Vaishnava temples, all the ISKCON temples also, because ISKCON is what? ISKCON is a branch of the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So in all the temples, on one altar, there is a set of lords who are with raised hands. And sometimes people ask, ye kaun se bhagwan hai jinke haath aise khade hain? Who is this God with raised hands? So today we are going to cover that topic. Who is the Lord with raised hands? Who is? So that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then question comes, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So today's session, we are going to go into some details about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his appearance and some of his pastimes. I will not go too much into his pastimes. We will go into some of the maybe technicalities. What was the purpose of his appearance and some other bigger achievements. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the purpose behind Lord's appearance. First of all, when we say Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we are accepting him, Supreme Lord. And then the question comes, how can we accept him, Supreme Lord? A lot of time people say, oh, I have never heard of him. I have heard of Krishna, Ram, Narsingdev. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I have never heard of him. And he is considered as the Supreme Lord, as one of the incarnation of the Supreme Lord. How is that? I have never heard of him. So, if we have not heard of something, doesn't mean that does not exist. Everything has first time, right? Now, it's not that we accept anybody or everybody out of sentiment or out of emotions as an incarnation of God. Sometimes it happens, some Babas or some Matas or somebody claim themselves as God. Oh, I am incarnation of God. Bhagwan ka avatar hun. Somebody to be considered as incarnation of Lord, it is mentioned in the scripture itself. If that personality to be considered as incarnation of Lord or not. So one criteria is Lord's appearance at all the different times, different intervals is already predicted in scriptures, already mentioned in scriptures. And second thing is, whenever Lord appears, he has some symptoms, either some signs, some markings on his body. Right? All the incarnations, Krishna, Lord Ram, everybody, they had some signs. Like at the feet of the Lord, there will be some signs as mark of Shankha, Matsya, umbrella, a temple with flag. So there are some particular signs on the foot of the Lord. So like that, there is a sign on the body itself, some marks on the body, and it's already mentioned in the scripture. And then the third criteria is, it is mentioned or it is predicted by his activities. It is shown in his activities, superhuman activities the Lord performs. So it's not that we can consider anybody, if somebody, some Baba claims, oh, main Bhagwan hoon. So it's not that we can consider anybody as incarnation, avatar of Bhagwan. It has to meet certain criteria. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, his internal reason was, anybody remember? I mentioned briefly earlier. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I briefly mentioned earlier. Krishna and Radha combined. So Krishna in the mood of Radharani. That is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he appeared with the mood of Radharani to taste the devotional service. But Radharani feels about Krishna while engaged in devotional service. To taste the mood of Radharani, the surrendered love of Radharani. That's the purpose of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The internal reason or the confidential reason of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Now there are a lot of other reasons which are external reasons why Lord made his appearance. Whenever Lord comes, there is certain purpose to fulfill. When he comes as Lord Ram, when he comes as Narsingdev, when he comes as Krishna himself, there is always a reason for Lord's appearance. And most of the time, Lord appears by the prayers of his devotees. Is that true? So when we see Lord Ram appear, right? Vishnu said, okay, I will take avatar, I will come as the son of Dashrath. That time all the devatas had approached and they prayed. And Lord said, yes, I will come. Same thing with Lord Krishna. And Lord Narsingdev, how Lord Narsingdev appeared? By the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. Right? So every time Lord appears with the prayers of his devotee. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance also took place in a similar situation. So first of all, let's consider, if we want to consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how we can prove with the help of scriptures. Is somewhere mentioned in scriptures for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the incarnation of Lord? Right? To justify a curious mind or justify a doubting soul? Because we all go with logic and proof. What is the proof? What is the proof of God's existence? What is the proof of this? What is the proof of that? So like that, where it is mentioned in scripture that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna will appear as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is incarnation of Lord. Where is it mentioned in scripture? So we'll take some quotes from the scriptures. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered as a Channavatar. Channavatar means he is a hidden incarnation. It's not very popularized. It's not very openly mentioned in scripture. Like Krishna, Ram, these are all very open, right? Mentioned in detail in the scriptures. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is not that open. It's like little confidential. He is a Channavatar, the hidden incarnation for Kali Yuga. So, the first proof is from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is known as the topmost scripture, the ripened fruit of all the Vedic literature. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it mentions Krishna Varnam Tushe Krishnam Sanga Pangastra Parshadam Yagya Sankirtana Prayer Jajanti Sumedashah. So this is mentioned in Bhagavatam in the 11th canto. So it says, in the age of Kali, Jajanti hi sumedhasha, the intelligent people will worship the personality of God by the congregational chanting. Who is that personality? Who is that particular incarnation? He will sing always the name of Lord. He will always sing the holy name. He is Krishna himself. Krishna Varanam. Tushay Krishnam. Externally, he is not as the color of Krishna. Krishna was as a blackish, bluish color, right? As a rain cloud. Krishna's color was as a rain cloud. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's color externally is not like Krishna's color. Tushay Krishnam. But he is Krishna. And he is accompanied by his associates, his servants, his weapons, and confidential companions. Sanga Pangastra Parshadam. Parshadam means the companions. So he will come associated with his confidential companions. He will chant the holy name of Lord. And the intelligent people will worship this personality by the Sankirtan movement. So this is the first prediction. And then the Atharva Veda also mentions about the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Atharva Veda says, the Supreme Lord will appear in Kali Yuga at the shore of Ganges. But when will he appear? It says, Chatu Sahasra Prapri Panch Sahasra Aprabhayantre. So when the 4000 years has passed of Kali Yuga. After the 4000 years passed, but before the 5000 years have passed. So in between 4 and 5000 years of Kali Yuga. So at that time, the personality of Godhead will appear, incarnate, at the banks of Ganges. So Supreme Lord himself is saying, when between the 4000 and 5000 years of Kali Yuga have passed, I will descend on earth, in the place of Ganges shores. I will be tall, saintly Brahmana devotee of the Lord and have a golden complexion. So he is not as a blackish complexion as of Krishna, but he is golden complexion as of Radharani. So Radharani is golden complexion. We say Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, right? Her complexion is like molten gold. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance externally is like of Radharani. But internally he is Krishna, in the mood of Radharani. He said, I will be golden complexion, I will be renounced and free from all the desires. I will accept the order of renunciation, sannyas. And I will be devotee advanced in bhakti yoga. I will chant the holy name of the Lord. And I will taste the sweet mallows of my own devotional service. Only the great devotees will understand me. So what Lord is showing his external purpose here, that I will come as my own devotee. And I will take sannyas and preach this bhakti yoga message. Next in Samaveda, so Samaveda says, Tathaham krita sannyaso bhugriha avatirashe. The Supreme Being says, He will descend to earth as a Brahmana sannyasi at a place on the shore of Ganges. Again and again, He will chant the names of Lord in the company of His associates to rescue the people who are devoured by the sins in this age of Kali. So Lord is predicted, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar is predicted in all the Vedas, Atharva Veda, Sama Veda, Bhavishya Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam, in a very hidden way, mentioning that He will appear as a Brahmana, as a devotee. He will accept sannyas, and He Himself will chant the holy name. So now Bhavishya Puran says, Kalau Sankirtana Rambe Bhavishyami Sachi Sutaha. The Supreme Lord said, in Kali Yuga, I will appear as the son of Sachi. Sachi Sutaha. I will appear as the son of Sachi and inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. There is no doubt about this. So now, the father and mother's name, whenever Lord appears, his parents' name, his place of appearance is already predicted. Right, even Kalki avatar, which is going to happen at the end of Kali Yuga, which is still like 4 lakh years yet to come. So that also is predicted. And it mentions the name of Kalki's father, Kalki's mother, his village name, and what kind of activities he will do. He will ride on a horse with a sword and he will chop off the head of all the miscreants and re-establish dharma. So like that, every incarnation of the Lord, it's already predicted in scriptures. And His appearance, His complexion, His activities, His parents, His place of appearance, it's already given. So same way for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it says His mother's name is given in the shloka, Sachi Suta, that I will come as the son of Mother Sachi at the bank of Ganges. And then what He will do? He will spread the Sankirtan movement. Now, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is an elaborate study of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, His activities, His various pastimes. Like we have Krishna Leela, right? Krishna Katha is there. Ramayana is there for Lord Ram's whole pastimes, activities. So same way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities and His purpose of appearance, everything is described in detail in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are two main scriptures, or you can say the volume of books which describe about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One is called Chaitanya Bhagavat and the other one is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Bhagavat is composed by Vrindavan Das Thakur and Chaitanya Charitamrita is composed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who was one of the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout his life. And when he was about 95 years of age, that time, devotees asked him to compile this Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it mentions Krishna's mood before he departed at the end of Dwapar Yuga. So, Krishna appeared in Dwapar Yuga, right? And it says, Krishna appears once in in this universe, Krishna appears once in one day of Brahma. He appears in His full original Svarupa only once.
in one day of Brahma. Not like our one day. Brahma's one day. Anybody knows the calculation of Brahma's one day? So we have Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga. And the duration of Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. And we have passed only 5,000 years of Kali Yuga right now. So Kali Yuga 432,000 years, Dwapara Yuga is double than that, 864,000 years, Treta Yuga is triple than Kali Yuga, and Satya Yuga is 4 times than Kali Yuga. So all 4 Yugas combined together, it becomes 1 day. So putting all 4 Yugas together is called 1 Mahayuga. And such 1000 Mahayugas is Brahma's 12 hours. That is Brahma's 1 day. Daytime only, not night time. And equal that time is night time. So in Brahma's 1 day, so 1000 cycles of 4 Yugas. That is Brahma's 1 day. In that, Krishna appears only once in his full Svarup. He has a lot of incarnations, right? But in his original full Svarup from Golok Vrindavan Dham, from the spiritual world, in his full original Svarup, he descends only once in each universe. Means he appears in all different universes once in Brahma's one day. But in a particular universe, he appears only once. And that original Svarup was in this particular Dwapara Yuga which just passed, where Krishna appeared personally in his full Svarup. And before he went back, after winding up his pastimes, so Lord was thinking. What was he thinking? So he was thinking, Chirakale nahi kari prema bhakti dan, bhakti bina jagatera nahi avasthan. Lot time has passed, a lot of time has passed, I have not spread the prema bhakti in this material world. And without the prema bhakti, this material world is of no use. This material world is useless. So this is Krishna thinking. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing the mood of Krishna before he left after Dwapara Yuga, his incarnation, his appearance in Dwapara Yuga. So Krishna is sitting in his palace and he's meditating. What should I do? When I am going to appear next time? And how I am going to appear? What type of activities I am going to do? So he said, I have not spread prema bhakti in this material world. Even though there are all various rituals, all various things are going on, people do a lot of ritualistic worship and all that, but people don't have the full understanding of pure love of Godhead. Yuga dharma parvartmao nama sankirtana chari bhava bhakti diya nachao bhuvana. Says, I shall personally inaugurate the religion of this age. Yuga dharma. So every yuga has its particular religion. Like in Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, Kali, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga and Kali Yuga, every yuga has its particular means of self-realization. We discussed it 2 weeks back. In Satya Yuga, the means of realization is meditation. In Treta Yuga, elaborate fire sacrifices. In Dwapara Yuga, elaborate temple worship of the deity form of the Lord. And in Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is the chanting of the holy name. So Krishna is thinking, Yuga Dharma Parvartmao, I will come and inaugurate the Yuga Dharma in the coming Kali Yuga. And that Yuga Dharma is Nama Sankirtana, chanting of the holy name. Chari Bhava Bhakti Diya, I will give the 4 types of realizing the 4 type of different mallows of loving devotional service. And these 4 mallows are devotional service in the mood of parents, parental affection, serving the Lord in the mood of a friend, Sakhyaras. So Vatsalyaras, Sakhyaras, Madhuryaras and Dasyaras, serving the Lord in the mood of servant. So Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras and Madhuryaras. So Krishna is saying, I will spread these four different bhava of devotional service and make the whole world dance in ecstasy. Apni kari mau bhakta bhava angikara, apni achari bhakti sikhao sabare. So what does he say? I himself will do the bhakti, my own bhakti, and with my own example I will teach the whole world. So Krishna is saying, if we want to teach somebody, we have to show by our own example. So if I want to spread this devotional service, the ecstasy in loving devotional service, I will do that myself. I will appear as my own devotee, in the form of my own devotee, and teach the whole world. Apane na kaile dharma, sikhana na gayaya, ete siddhanta gita bhagavat gaya. So this is the message given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Eite Siddhanta Gita Bhagavat Gaya. This is the message given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that unless one practices devotional service himself, he cannot teach it to others. Right? Generally, everybody will have that realization. If you want to teach something to your kids, you have to yourself follow that. Otherwise, can we teach them? If a father is smoking and he wants to tell his teenager son, you should not smoke, will it work? If you are drinking all sort of nonsense things, Pepsi, soda, Coca-Cola and all that, and tell the kids, oh no, it's poisonous, it causes cancer and all that, you should not drink this. Kids will see what we do. They learn more by observing the parents. So unless we teach by example, we cannot teach others. Unless we practice our own, in our own life, we cannot teach others. So same way, Lord is thinking like that. I want to spread this devotional service, loving devotional service, the chanting of the holy name. But to teach that, I will come as my own devotee. I will come in the form of a devotee. Taha hati apana bhakti gane kari sangha, prithviware avatari karimau nana ranga. Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. So he is saying, apana bhakta gana kari sangha. I will come along with my devotees, along with my associates, prithvi te avatari karimau nana range, and perform very colorful pastimes. Eta bhavi kali kale prathama sandhaya, avatirna haile Krishna apani nadiyaya. So what Krishna is saying, so what he is mentioning here, in the pratham sandhya of Kali Yuga, like in the early phase of Kali Yuga. So right now we are in the pratham sandhya. Every yuga has three sandhyas. So in the pratham sandhya of Kali Yuga, the Lord appeared in the form of his own devotee. Where did he appear? So avatirna haile Krishna, Lord Krishna took incarnation. He descended himself. Where? Nadiyaya. He descended in Nadiya. Nadiya is a part in Navdweep, in close to Calcutta, in Bengal. So in Bengal, near Calcutta, there is a place called Navdweep, Mayapur. So in that place, Lord Krishna appeared in the form of his own devotee. Chaitanya Simhahera Navadvipa Avatara Simhagriva Simhavirya Simhahera Hunkara. So what was his form like? Chaitanya Simhahera Navadvipa Avatara. So in Navadvipa, Krishna took incarnation in the form of Chaitanya, who is like a lion. Singha Griva, his body, his form is like a lion. Singha Virya, his shoulders are like a lion. He has the power of a lion and he has a loud voice like a lion. Singha Griva, Singha Virya, Singha Hera Humkara, Sei Singha Vasuk Jivera, Hridaya Kandare, Kalmasha Drivadara, Nashe Yanghara Humkare. So what happens? Krishna's Kaviraj is giving very nice analogy. So he says, as a lion comes in the forest, as soon as a lion comes in the forest, all the other animals run away. Right? They all get scared and they run away. So may that Singha-like avatar of Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appear in my heart. As soon as lion-like Lord Chaitanya will appear in my heart, all the anarthas, the animalistic tendencies in my heart, they will all vanquish. They will all disappear from my heart. May that Lord Chaitanya appear in my heart. So, the Lord's incarnations, various avatars, every yuga when Lord appears, he has different color. Lord's incarnation, it's mentioned in different yuga, once Lord appeared as white complexion, Hansa avatar. And then he appeared as reddish complexion. Then in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna appeared in his bluish-blackish complexion, like a rain cloud. And then in another color of Lord's appearance is yellow color. And that is the yellow golden complexion color which Krishna assumed in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, his complexion is like golden complexion. Yellowish color. So now, we understand the mood, the setting of the scene of Lord's appearance. What is the reason behind Lord's appearance? He has a lot of external reasons and then internal reason. External reason is he wants to give out Yuga Dharma, the Sankirtan movement, and he comes as his own devotee. And the internal reason is he wants to taste the love of Radharani for himself. He want to understand the mood of Radharani. That is the internal confidential reason of his appearance. Now where does he appear? In Navadvip. At the bank of Ganges. In Nadia. And his parents' name is mentioned as Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. So Jagannath Mishra. Actually Jagannath Mishra's father was Upendra Mishra. Earlier they used to live in West Bengal. Or right now that part, that is the part of Bangladesh right now. Earlier Bangladesh was part of India itself. Later on during partition, as Pakistan separated, same way it became another part of another country, Bangladesh. So originally from where Jagannath Mishra came, it was in Bangladesh. And then Jagannath Mishra, he moved to Navadvip in his youth. Because Navadvip was like an education hub. Like, we all came to US, right? We moved from India to US for career or different reasons. So same way Jagannath Mishra, because Navadvip that time was hub of education, so he moved from his native place to Navadvip that time. And his wife, Sachi Mata, so he was also there. And Sachi Mata's father was Nilamba Chakravarti. He was a big astrologer. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. And when Lord's appearance, as I said, every time it's because of the calling of the devotees. So we, in the invocation prayer, we sing one pranam mantra which says, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we take five main names in that. Chaitanya, Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Thakur. So these are like five close associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like he himself is there and four close associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one of them is Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya is also considered as Ansh of Mahavishnu. So Advaita Acharya, thinking the symptoms of Kali Yuga, that this symptoms of Kali Yuga are coming, it's becoming more and more degraded. So he started worshipping his Shaligram Shila. He thought, I need to call the Lord to take his appearance. So he started worshipping his Shaligram Shila with Ganges water and Tulsi leaves. And Krishna says, right? So Advaita Acharya was thinking, how should I please the Lord?
And Lord says, patram pushpam phalam toyam. If somebody offers with me with love, water, leaf, flower, I accept that offering. So Advaita Acharya started worshipping his Shaligram Shila with Ganges water and Tulsi leaves. And he started praying to the Lord, please take your appearance. And Lord had a purpose for this appearance. What was that? To start Yuga Dharma, Sankirtan movement. To show that he appeared on the evening of lunar eclipse. And in India, at the time of lunar eclipse, there is a culture that people take bath in the holy river and they chant the name of the Lord. So, to emphasize the purpose of his appearance, he already made the holy name appear. So, because of the lunar eclipse, all the people, they went to the Ganges to take bath and everybody was chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. So, they were all chanting the name of Lord. And in that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took his appearance at the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. He was born under a neem tree. So when he was born, he already made the holy name appear along with his appearance, just to indicate the purpose of his appearance. And Nilambar Mishra, he did the astrology. So he made some nakshatra, looking at all the nakshatra and all that. He did some astrological predictions about the little baby who just took birth. And he said, this child is not an ordinary child. He will do wonderful activities. He knew that this child, little after he will take sannyas, but he did not tell his parents. He did not want to scare the parents that, oh, your child is going to take sannyas. So he did not mention about his taking sannyas, but he forecasted that this child will do lot of wonderful activities. And he gave him the name Vishwambar. Vishwambar means Vishwa Ambar, who will nourish the whole world, who will be the protector of the whole world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he appeared, he got many names actually. So one of the names was given by his Nana, like his mother's father, that was Vishwambar. And then second name was, because he was born under a neem tree, he got another name as Nimai. All the neighborhood women, they gave him the name Nimai because he was born under a neem tree. And the third name he got was Gauranga, because he had a golden complexion. So Gauranga. Whose bodily complexion is like gold. And then the fourth name he got, because he cried a lot, and all the women, when he was crying, they started chanting the name of the Lord. Hari, Hari, Hari. And as soon as all the women will chant the name of the Lord, he will become quiet. And when they will stop chanting, he will again start crying. And they will again start chanting, then he will become pacified, he will stop crying. So looking at this, all the women, they gave him the name Gaura Hari. Gaura is because his golden complexion, and Hari is because he was so attached to the name Hari, he will stop crying only when they will chant Hari. So he got the name Gaura Hari. So there are many wonderful pastimes. His whole duration, the whole duration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he stayed in this planet, is only 48 years. Okay, from his birth till the time he disappeared, it's only 48 years. And that 48 years is divided into two parts. First part is up to 24 years. At the age of 24, he took sannyas. And his second part of the life, 24 to the time he disappeared. So his first part is described as Adi Leela. So Chaitanya Charitamrita. So basically there are two parts of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. One is called Adi Leela, which is from the birth till 24, till the time he took sannyas. And then second part is called Shesh Leela, the time he took sannyas till his disappearance. And that Shesh Leela also is divided into two parts, Madhya Leela and Antya Leela. Madhya Leela is first 6 years after taking sannyas.
in that 6 years, he traveled throughout India. He went to South India, he went to North India, and he stayed a lot of time in Jagannath Puri in between also. So this 6 years after taking sannyas is described as Madhya Leela. And the remaining 18 years, he stayed mostly in Jagannath Puri, doing all his activities, his pastimes, his Sankirtan movement in Jagannath Puri. That is called Antya Leela. And Adi Leela is from birth till 24th, till the time he took sannyas. And that's also divided into 4 parts. Balya Leela, Poganda Leela, Yovan Leela, Komara Leela and Yovan Leela. So Balya Leela is like up to the age of 5, before he started going to school. And then Poganda Leela is from 5 to the age of 11 or so, when he was sent to school for studies, his early childhood. And then Kishoravastha we call as a teenager, from 12 to 18 or something. That is Kishoravastha. And then Yovan, from 18 to 24, the time period when he got married till he stayed as a householder life, as a Grihastha. So I will describe very little, very brief, few of the pastimes, and then we go into more details about his mission. So he appeared in at the banks of Ganges in Nadia, Navdwip Mayapur, Navdwip. In the early pastime, I will describe a couple of them maybe. So one is, when he was a little child, once a great Brahmana pilgrimage, he came to the house of Jagannath Mishra. And Jagannath Mishra requested that pilgrimage, that Brahmana, to stay at his home. That you please stay at my home for the night, and I will make arrangement all for your stay, for your food and everything. And this pilgrimage, he had a very strict rules or something, that he will not accept the food cooked by anybody. He will cook his own food, offer it to the Lord, and then accept that food. So Jagannath Mishra made arrangement for him, some raw material, some of the bhoga, so that he can cook food and offer to his deity. He always carried his Bal Gopal deity. So this Brahmana, so Jagannath Mishra gave him some raw material, some bhoga, and this Brahmana in the evening, he took his shower, bath, and he started cooking. So he cooked his offering and he put the offering to the Lord. And he closed his eyes and he was doing his prayers. And at that time, this little baby, Nimai, he came and he started eating the offering. This Brahmana opened the eyes and he saw this boy eating his offering. He says, oh, all the offering has been spoiled. What this boy did, all the offering to the Lord is spoiled. So Jagannath Mishra, he got a little upset. He told his little boy that you should not do this. You should go and... So he requested the Brahmana, please cook one more time. I will arrange more bhoga for you, material. You please cook. I don't want you to stay hungry. This Brahman, after this boy spoiled, so-called, right? He spoiled the offering. He thought, oh, maybe this is Lord's arrangement. He want me to stay hungry today. So Jagannath Mishra said, no. That will be offense towards, like, it will be considered as my offense. So I don't want to take that offense towards you. I will make arrangement for more bhoga. Please cook again, one more time. So this Brahmana again cooked. After cooking, he put the offering, closed his eyes, and he started offering the bhoga, started reciting the prayers. And this little Mai again came. He started eating the offering again. This Brahmana opened the eyes, saw this boy eating. So he again became very upset, very angry now. Oh, this child, he has spoiled the offering to Lord Vishnu. What is he doing? Jagannath Mishra again apologized. He said, oh, I'm very sorry for this boy's behavior. I will lock him up in a room now, so he doesn't disturb you. Please cook one more time. So it was already getting too late in the night now. He already cooked twice. It was getting late. But Jagannath Mishra requested, please cook one more time. So the Brahmana again cooked one more time. And Jagannath Mishra locked Nimai in a room. And it was too late.
It was like almost 11, 12 o'clock in the night. So everybody went to sleep. He thought, oh, let the Brahmana peacefully do his business. And they all went to sleep. They thought, okay, we should be rest assured now Nima is locked in a room. So everybody went. Third time, Brahmana cooked the bhoga, cooked food, offered it to the Lord, closed his eyes, started reciting the mantras. This boy again came. He started eating the offering. Now this Brahmana, when he opened the eyes, he saw. He says, oh, how come you again came here to spoil the offering? He said, whom are you offering? He says, oh, I'm offering to Bal Gopal, my Bal Gopal deity. So he said, you are offering to me. So now I came. Why are you becoming upset? I'm Krishna. So this Brahmana, Vishnu, 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 Vishnu. This boy, he is calling himself Krishna. He is calling himself incarnation of Vishnu. So then Nimai, he showed him his Krishna form. He said, you also came during my appearance as Krishna in Vrindavan. At that time also, you were in a form of a Brahmana. You came in the house of Nanda Baba and we did the same Lila that time also. And that I ate your offering and then I showed you my darshan. I am that same Krishna. So he showed him his Krishna form to that Brahmana and then he told him that I want your promise that you will not narrate this to anybody. So this is one of the pastime of Nimai, baby Chaitanya. At that time he was not Chaitanya. He got the name Chaitanya later in his school time when he was became a big pandit in Navdweep. So this is one of the pastime in his childhood time, like in the Balya Leela. And then after 5 years of age, he went to the school. He mastered all the scriptures very early. And when he was going to school, he will teach other kids. He became a scholar of the Sanskrit, all the grammar, Vyakaran, all the scriptures. And he will teach other kids. At the age of 12, he started his own school. So he was known as Nimai Pandit. He was a big scholar. No other scholar could stay in front of him in argument with the grammar and Sanskrit and Vyakaran and all those things. Nobody could stay in front of Nimai Pandit. And once, so he at the age of 12, he started his school. He was teaching the kids. He was teaching other kids. And there was another part of Bengal. There was a big scholar, Keshwa Kashmiri. He was on a tour of whole world or whole India to defeat everybody. He will challenge other people that you participate in a debate with me and then he will defeat them. So somebody told him, oh, you are defeating all these people. Navdweep is the hub of the scholars. You should go to Navdweep and you should challenge the scholars there. So Keshwa Kashmiri sent his message that I want to have a competition with the scholars here. And all the people, all the big, big scholars in Navdweep, they have heard about Keshwa Kashmiri. And they were kind of scared of him, that, oh, we don't want to take his challenge and compete with him. What if we get defeated? And then some of the scholars, they thought, let's send him a message. We will have Nimai Pandit compete with him. If he comes and compete with Nimai Pandit, what will happen? If he defeat Nimai Pandit, then we will say, oh, he is just a small child. You just defeated a child, no big deal. And then in case Nimai Pandit defeats him, and then it will be our glory. We'll say, you got even defeated by a child. What to say about us? So they made that plan, that let's have his competition with Nimai Pandit. So they sent him message, come and you will compete with Nimai Pandit. So he came. And they met at the shore of Ganges, Nimai Pandit. He was sitting with his disciples, his students there. And Keshwa Kashmiri came with his servant. And Nimai Pandit told Keshwa Kashmiri that please recite some shlokas in the glorification of Mother Ganga. And Keshwa Kashmiri, within a minute, he recited 100 shlokas in the glorification of Ganga. And when he was done, he proudly asked Nimai Pandit, so how was that?
So Nimai Pandit, he backward recited all his 100 shlokas and he told him, in this shloka you had this mistake, in this shloka you had this mistake. And Keshava Kashmiri was perplexed completely. Oh, I recited the shloka with the speed of the wind and you recited it all then back again and telling me all these mistakes? That's not possible. But he could not answer the mistakes. He could not tell the answer to the mistakes which Nimai Pandit challenged to him. So the students of Nimai Pandit started laughing. And Nimai Pandit stopped his students that, oh, don't make fun of him. So he told Keshava Kashmiri, you go and come back tomorrow again. We will have another debate tomorrow. You can think about these mistakes and you can give me the answer tomorrow. And then Keshava Kashmiri, he went back into his tent. He was a big devotee of Saraswati Devi. Saraswati is the goddess of learning. So he was a big disciple, worshipper of Saraswati. So he prayed to Saraswati. Saraswati appeared. So he asked Mother Saraswati that you have always helped me. You have always given me intelligence to defeat my opponent. But this time, why you did not help me? Why I got defeated from this small child? So Saraswati, Mother Saraswati said, actually, this is not an ordinary child. I cannot help you here in this case because this child is my own worshipable Lord. He is none other than the Supreme Lord. So tomorrow you go and surrender unto him. And the next morning Keshava Kashmiri came and he offered himself to Nimai Pandit that now onwards I am your disciple. So that is another wonderful pastime, describing his great opulence as a small child. So he displayed as a superhuman pastimes, defeating big scholars, becoming a big scholar at a very tender age of just 11-12 years. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at this time, when he told, right, his disciples started laughing. He told all them to not make fun of Keshava Kashmiri because he was exhibiting his mood, what mission he had in front of him. Later on, he preached one very wonderful message, which was Trinadapi Shunichena Tarorapi Saishunona Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sadahari. That one should be humble, then one should be tolerant more than a tree and humble than a blade of grass. More humble than a blade of grass. And one should always give respect to others. In that state of mind, one can always chant the holy name. So that was his mission to fulfill. So he was exhibiting these qualities from that time. Even though he was a big scholar, but he wanted to stay humble. He did not let his disciples, his students, make fun of Keshava Kashmiri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started exhibiting now his upcoming mission of his appearance, which was to spread the chanting of the holy name. So there is a very wonderful description in Adi Leela, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela chapter 9. If somebody wants to read that in full detail. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sow the seed of the loving devotional service, the transcendental love of Krishna. It says that originally this seed came through Madhavendra Puri. So as I described last time, right? Madhavendra Puri was the first one who propagated the loving devotional service. So the seed of loving devotional service came through Madhavendra Puri. Then it came to his disciple Ishwarapuri. And from Ishwarapuri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Ishwarapuri, he took that. He said, now I have to plant this seed and make it grow like a big tree. So he himself sowed the tree. He became the gardener. He watered that tree. And he himself became the trunk of the tree and all the big branches of the tree. And through that branches came the two other big branches, which are known as Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. And from those two branches came many other sub-branches, many other followers, disciples and great devotees of the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sowed the tree, sowed the seed, he himself became the gardener, he himself became the enjoyer of the fruit, because he exhibited himself as a devotee of the Lord. So he himself tasted the fruit and he distributed that fruit openly to everybody. So there is a very wonderful verse. It says, Prabhu kahe ami vishwa mambar naam dhari naam sarthak hai ajadi prema vishwa bhari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking, Prabhu kahe. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Ami Vishwambara Namadhari. My name is Vishwambara, who is the shelter of the whole universe, whole world. Ami Vishwambara Namadhari, Nama Sarthak Haya, Jadi Prema Vishwabhari. My name will be meaningful if I flood this whole world with love of God. Now, sometime we see, right, we have some particular name and maybe we don't have the qualities according to that name. Somebody may have the name of Nayan Sukh, but he may be blind, but the name is Nayan Sukh. Somebody may have a name of Lakshmipati, he may be completely poor person, but his name is Lakshmipati. So sometime in material world, our name are not according to our qualities. Name is something, but the person is something. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking, my name is Vishwambara, who is the shelter of the whole world. I need to make my name meaningful. And that will happen if I can fulfill, if I can flood the whole world with love of God. Nama sarthak hoya jadi prema vishwabhari. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself tasted the fruit of this devotional service. He himself exhibited as a great devotee of the Lord. He started his Sankirtan movement along with his associates. He engaged in the chanting of the holy name. So like that, he tasted the fruit himself and he distributed the fruit to everybody whom he met. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how can I am only one person, how can I distribute this fruit to the whole world? So you all should take this fruit and you all should distribute this fruit to the whole world. You yourself take this fruit, you taste this fruit and then you distribute it to others. So there is a very, very, very wonderful shloka which comes in this context from Adi Leela chapter 9. Bharat Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janamajar Janamasarthak Kari Karo Propkar. You have taken birth in this Bharat Bhumi. Bharat Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janamajar. You have taken a human birth in this Bharat Bhumi. Janam Sarthak Kari Karo Propkar. Make this human form life successful. And then do Propkar. Then give benefit to others. Now this Propkar is not like as a philanthropic activity that you go and feed the poor people, give shelter, this, fulfill their material need. Yes, that is good activity. But that is not the ultimate thing, ultimate beneficial activity. The ultimate beneficial activity is to bring somebody back to Krishna, to engage them in, reconnect them with Krishna. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janam Yar Janam Sarthak Kari Karo Parupkar. So you all taste this fruit and distribute this fruit of devotion, love of devotion to others. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started his Sankirtan movement. And that time, there was Muslim rule in many places. So in the part of Navdweep, there was a Muslim ruler, there was a Qazi, Chand Qazi. So overall it was Nawab Hussain Shah that time. And he had his different ministers or governors ruling different parts of the state. So in Navdweep there was a Qazi, Chand Qazi, who was ruling. So all, some of the Vedic Brahmanas itself, they become envious of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. That, oh, he is dancing in the streets, chanting the holy name, and he is engaging all these people also. So some of the people became envious and they complained to Chand Qazi that, oh, this person is spoiling the culture. You should restrict this person, otherwise he will pollute everybody. So Chand Qazi sent his soldiers. They came to the place where the devotees were engaged in Sankirtan movement. They came and broke some of the mridangas. And he made the announcement that nobody should openly come engage in the Sankirtan. Openly in the streets. You are forbidden to engage in this Sankirtan. So the news came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, oh, this Muslim Chand Qazi, he has made this announcement and he is stopping this Sankirtan movement, prohibiting to openly engage in Sankirtan.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he did the first time as a civil disobedience movement. When it comes to civil disobedience, sometimes we think Gandhi started the first civil disobedience movement. He did the Dandi Yatra, right? What is that called? Against the Britishers. Satyagraha. So that is considered as a first civil disobedience, as a non-violence civil disobedience movement. But actually, it goes back to the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the first one who started as a first non-violent civil disobedience movement. He said, oh, he is prohibiting for an open Sankirtan movement. So he called all the devotees. So thousands and thousands of people, it's called like 100,000 people, came on the streets. And he made three Sankirtana parties. So three parties, each party is like 21 Mridanga players and lot of Kartal players who is leading these three parties. And he started the Sankirtan movements passing through the streets of Navadvip. So he went through all those different nine islands. Navadvip means nine different little small islands. So he went from all these small towns doing the Sankirtan movement. So they had the torch, the fire lighting on those torch and playing mridangas, kartals, chanting the holy name, passing through the streets. And after passing through all that, through the markets, finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led the procession to the house of Chand Kazi. When all these thousands and thousands of people came in front of the house of Chand Kazi, he saw all these people, he got scared. He went inside of his house and hid himself. And all these people started shouting, asking him to come out. And he was becoming very scared. Finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered in the house. So he got Chand Kazi, bring him out, and they sat down. So he made Chand Kazi sit down, and he sit down in front of Chand Kazi, and then they had an interfaith discussion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a big discussion with Chand Kazi, and he convinced him about the philosophy and about the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So later on, he became completely convinced that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord himself. And later on, he mentioned that nobody should restrict or disturb the Sankirtan party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like that, there are so many wonderful activities he did during his early age. So at the age of 24, he took sannyas. So he said, I have a mission to fulfill, and that mission I can fulfill only as if I become as a sannyasi. Otherwise, people will not give so much importance to this message. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24, leaving behind his mother and his young wife. And then he, first 6 years after taking sannyas, I'm describing the pastimes very briefly, very little bit, few pastimes. It could be days and days of discourse on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. One particular Leela we can discuss in very detail as one full 1 hour, 2 hour session. Here we are doing a very condensed session. So after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for first 6 years, he traveled a lot through various parts of the India, South India, North India, Jagannath Puri he went to. So once he, from Jagannath Puri, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So he started. So he made plans to go to Vrindavan many times. And every time he would made plans, devotee will tell him not to go. They will force him, oh no, you came here, you stay here. So once he wanted to go to Vrindavan after taking sannyas immediately, ultimately, he ended up in Jagannath Puri. And from Jagannath Puri, he again went to Vrindavan. He started his travel to Vrindavan. Again, he went only up to Ramakeli. And from that, he came back. So this is the third time he started for to Vrindavan. So he was passing from the province of Bihar. So that time, Bihar state was a big state. Okay? Right now, Bihar got split into two. Bihar got split into like Bihar itself is there and then Jharkhand. So that time it was all combined, all the forest of Jharkhand. Jharkhand has a lot of forest area.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing from the forest area of Bihar province, the forest of Jharkhand. So in that, when he entered into the forest, he immediately became so attracted to the serene atmosphere. He immediately remembered Vrindavan, the forest of Vrindavan. So calm, so peaceful. And he wanted to stay a few days in forest, in the forest atmosphere. So he stayed few days, not few years, I said few years? Few days. So he, few days he stayed in the forest atmosphere. One day he was passing through the forest area. So in the forest there are a lot of animals. A lot of tigers there, deer and all, elephants and a lot of various animals are there. So one day he was passing through forest, chanting holy name, doing his kirtan. And his foot touched a tiger. So tiger was sleeping in the bushes or something. So his foot touched the tiger. Now imagine if it was you and tiger, what will happen? So if you get a step onto tiger's tail, tiger is immediately going to pound on you. So here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched the tiger and the tiger looked back and he said, Hare Krishna. Tiger spoke in a humanly voice. He said, Hare Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged the tiger also in the chanting of holy name. And once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take bath on the river, on the lake. And on the lake, a herd of elephants came. All these elephants, they were splashing water. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took some water and he splashed on the elephants. And all the elephants immediately started chanting, Hare Krishna. They raised their trunks and they started chanting, Hare Krishna. So in the forest, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did many wonderful pastimes. He made the animals dance. Animals generally, every animal is fearful of lion. All the deer, even elephant, they all are, lion is kind of enemy to all the animals. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once passing through the, in the forest, so there were, one side lion was walking, tiger was walking, and on the other side the deer was walking. Now if the lion, a tiger, see a deer, what will happen? He will immediately jump on the deer. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting the holy name, he engaged all the animals in the chanting of holy name. All this tiger and deer, they are walking next to each other, forgetting their animosity, and they are chanting the holy name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once looked back, he saw tiger and deer holding hand and dancing together, chanting the holy name. So there are some wonderful sketches here, some paintings. The tigers, deers, monkeys, elephant, everybody is chanting and dancing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are some of the wonderful pastimes he did in the forest of Jharkhand, while passing through the forest of Jharkhand. So I'm going to briefly discuss about little bit about Ramananda Rai. So once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India tour. In the South India tour, he was asked by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to meet one wonderful person called Ramananda Rai. Ramananda Rai, he was the governor of Madras that time. So he was kind of a big position, right? In a material position. So he was the governor of Madras. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to the south, to Madras area, so he went to take bath on the river of Godavari. And that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also came there, followed by many Brahmanas, to do some ritualistic activity to worship the Godavari river. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this person, Ramananda Rai. He immediately recognized, oh, this is Ramananda Rai. And he wanted to meet him. And Ramananda Rai saw this sannyasi sitting, very peaceful. And he immediately got attracted. So after doing his activity, he came, paid obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately got up and he embraced Ramananda Rai. He hugged Ramananda Rai. And all the Brahmanas are thinking, oh, this is a sannyasi. And this Ramanandara is a Shudra. And a sannyasi is embracing a Shudra. How is that? So they all were confused in that way. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met Ramanandara and he told him, so he wanted to have a nice discussion with Ramanandara. So that time they went to their own places, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramanandara that please come again and I want to discuss about Krishna Katha with you. So Ramanandara in the evening, he came alone with just one servant, again at the bank of Godavari. And that time they had a very elaborate discussion on, mainly on the Krishna Tattva. What is the ultimate conclusion? So I'm not going to go into that detail. If we start that discussion, it will be hours of discussion. So after that, Ramanandara told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please stay here for at least 10 days. My mind is not satisfied with your darshan. I want to have your company more. Please stay here for at least 10 days. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will fulfill your request. So he stayed there for many days. And Ramanandara every day, every evening he will come and they will have a very nice discussion. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him some questions. And I'm going to mention those few questions today as a nutshell summary. Very wonderful questions. So as in Mahabharata, there was a very wonderful pastime of Yudhishthira and Yaksha. Yaksha asking question to Yudhishthira Maharaj. What is this? What is that? What is this? So this time, not in the first meeting, this happened in the third, fourth meeting with Ramanandara and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him some questions, one after another. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, tell me what is the most important knowledge? Have you heard about that discussion? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to Ramanandara, tell me what is the most important knowledge? Sometimes we consider, what is most important knowledge? Is it engineering, medical field, law, economic, commerce? What is most important knowledge? So Ramanandara, he said, the most important knowledge is the knowledge of devotional service. That is the most important knowledge. All other knowledge is just mundane. Ultimate knowledge is the knowledge of devotional service, knowledge about Krishna. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the most yasha, like the fame? Among all the fames, there are many things which is kind of fame. Among all the fames, what is the most fame, wonderful fame? What is the most glorious? Sometimes we think, oh, if I become a big politician, a CM or a PM or a president, I will become very famous. Or if I am a very famous doctor or a very famous engineer. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the, among all the fames, what is most fame? What is the biggest fame? So Ramanandara's answer was, being a devotee of Krishna is the biggest fame. If somebody is called as, he is a devotee of Krishna. Suppose you are walking on a road and somebody says, oh, he is a nice devotee of Krishna. That is the biggest fame. All other fame will stay for some time. Somebody can be famous. Somebody can be a Hollywood star. How long people will remember him? Somebody can be a big cricket player. Earlier maybe Sunil Gavaskar was there. Now how many people talk about him? Maybe then Sachin Tendulkar. He also had some time. Now maybe somebody else is there. So people can become famous in their field for some time. But ultimately the biggest fame is to become a great devotee of Krishna. That is the most biggest fame. Like Prahlad Maharaj. We all remember him also. Dhruva Maharaj. Mirabai. Narasimha Mehta. And all these lot of great, great devotees. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked next question. Among all the riches, what is the biggest riches? Many things can be considered riches. Somebody can be a very rich person. But among all the riches, what is the biggest riches? So somebody, Ramanandara answered, having the riches of the love for Krishna, love of Godhead, that is the biggest riches. Having the riches of the holy name,
That is the biggest riches. Somebody can have millions of dollars, but that will stay here. Somebody dies, everything stays here. You cannot take anything with you. So the biggest bank balance somebody can have is the bank balance of the holy name, the love of Godhead. That's why the chanting of holy name is not an ordinary bank balance. Glokera premadhana harinama sankirtana. So this harinama sankirtana is the currency of Gloka Vrindavan. It's the spiritual world. It's not the currency from this material world. And that currency stays forever with you in your account. Nobody can take it away. So the biggest riches is having the love of Godhead, chanting the holy name. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked another question. Among all the distresses, what is the biggest distress? So, what is the biggest distress? Somebody sometimes say, having what is the biggest distress? No, having no money, no shelter, no job, no car, no home. Is that the distress? Somebody doesn't have a son or somebody doesn't have nice house. So, we can consider all those as a distress. What is the biggest distress? So, Ramananda Raya answered, very beautiful. Having separation from the devotees of the Lord. Vaishnava Sangha. Having no association with the devotees, that is the biggest distress. So like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ramananda Raya had very elaborate discussion. I just gave you a small sample, considering the time constraint. So during that discussion, Ramananda Raya was again and again telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, oh, I am nothing, you are asking me these questions. You are asking me to tell about Krishna Tattva. I am nothing. I am a Shudra. You are such a nice great sannyasi. Why you are inquiring from me? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave a very wonderful siddhanta there. What is that? Kiva bipra kiva sannyasi sudra kine naya yehi Krishna Tattva veti sei guru haya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kiva vipra kina nyasi. Who, what a brahmana, what sannyasi, what shudra. Nothing matters. If somebody knows Krishna in tattva, yehi Krishna tattva veti. Whoever knows Krishna tattva, whoever knows Krishna in ultimate essence, ultimate truth, say guru haya. He is eligible to become a guru. So that is the message which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. It's not the qualification that, oh, I am born in a nice Brahmana family, or I am a very aristocratic person, that I am fit to be a guru. That is not the qualification. The ultimate qualification, as we discussed earlier, the qualifications to be a guru. One among them was to know Krishna in essence, to know Krishna in truth. That is the ultimate qualification. So in that, so after that pastime, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying at the house of a Brahmana, so when he was leaving that house, that Brahmana told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please take me with you. I want to come with you. I want to leave everything. I want to come with you. So that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave another very wonderful instruction. Said, Prabhu kahe echi baat kabu na kahiba, grahe rahi Krishna nama nirantar laiba. Don't say like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Brahmana, don't say like that. You don't need to leave anything. Stay at your home. Take the name of Krishna. Chant the name of Krishna. That is the ultimate activity we need to engage into. It's not that if I want to progress in spiritual life, oh, I have to leave everything. I have to leave family, kids, job and go to Himalayas and then I can do spiritual progress. You don't need to do anything. In Kali Yuga, that is not even recommended to take sannyas. Ordinary people should not take sannyas in Kali Yuga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you don't need to go anywhere. Stay where you are, in whatever occupation you have. Just take the name of Krishna. Grahi rahe Krishna nama nirantar laiba. Always chant the name of Krishna. So along with that, he gave another instruction. Jari dekha
तेरा तारे कहे कृष्णा उपदेश, अमारी आज्ञा गुरु होया तारा ई देश. माई ऑर्डर इज whoever you meet, whoever you see, just talk about Krishna, teach him about Krishna. Jari dake tahi kahe Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, wherever you meet, just talk about Krishna, teach him about Krishna. Amari agya guru hoya taro aidesh. There is another. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the Yuga Dharma. What is the Yuga Dharma? He says, he always recited one shloka from the Upanishad. Harer naam, harer naam, harer naam eva kevalam. Kalau nasteva, 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 gatiranyata. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. Except the chanting of the holy name. Chanting of the holy name, chanting of the holy name. So harer naam, harer naam, harer naam eva kevalam. That is the only way. There is no other way, no other way, no other way in this Kali Yuga to attain the ultimate goal of life. So, what we should do? So, this whole little introduction about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to set our consciousness, to prepare ourselves for upcoming Gaur Purnima. So, Gaur Purnima is the day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, which comes in the Phalgun month at the Purnima of the Phalgun month, which is February, March time, but the Purnima, which is March 12th this year. So that is the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his purpose of appearance was to spread love of God. So what he said? Naam sarthak kare Vishwa, if I flood this whole world with the love of God. And how that will happen? By the chanting of the holy name, by the congregational chanting of the holy name. And he stressed on this point, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way except the chanting of the holy name. And looking at all these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we read, discuss, hear about the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it can give us encouragement, it can give us the right mindset to engage in the holy name, chanting of the holy name. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes very wonderful as a conclusion in the Antya Leela. Shruyatam, shruyatam, nityam, giyatam, giyatam, mudha, chintayam, chintayam, bhaktas, chaitanya charitam, ritam. So what is he saying? Shruyatam, shruyatam, nityam. Always hear about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when we hear about the pastimes, what to do next? Giyatam, giyatam, mudha. Always recite, sing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chintyam, chintyam, bhaktas. Then all the devotees should think about, meditate on the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So first hear, once you hear, then sing, recite those pastimes. And when we hear and recite, what happens? Remembrance. Then meditate on those pastimes. What pastimes? Chaitanya Charitamritam. The wonderful activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was a little effort. Today's session was a little effort to just do that. To talk a little bit about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'm doing it for myself so I can prepare my consciousness for this upcoming festival. And I request and encourage everybody to participate in this most wonderful festival coming up on next Sunday. And as I requested last time also, there is a wonderful program at the temple on March 12th, which is Sunday. It will start from morning, from Mangala Arati, it will go till night. And there is a 24-hour kirtan starting from 4:45 a.m. on March 12th, which will continue to 5 o'clock on March 3rd in morning. But we all cannot stay for all 24 hours. So I request everybody to at least participate in that festival for few hours. And the peak hours of the festival will be in the afternoon, evening 4 o'clock to maybe 8 o'clock. So there will be a lot of wonderful activities. There will be Abhishek of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There will be nice discourse. There will be nice dramas. So you will maybe
hear about some pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through those dramas. There is a wonderful drama of Jagai Madhai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivering these to sinful people called Jagai and Madhai. So we do that drama every year. I don't know if they're doing this drama again this year or some other drama. But there will be some wonderful pastimes represented through drama. And then some bhajan, some kids drama also. So it's wonderful festival. So please don't miss that festival. So I consider it as a personal invitation from me. So as I mentioned last time also, if you have a little bit of respect for me, don't miss this festival. So I expect to see everybody there on next Sunday. To make it easy for you, we will cancel our Saturday program next week. So that it's not too much for you, that coming on Saturday also, then you have to come on Sunday also. So we'll skip our Saturday program next week. Again, as an encouragement for all you all to come on Sunday and participate in this wonderful festival. It's no less than the way we celebrate Janmashtami. The devotees will be fasting whole day, engaged in all wonderful services at the temple. So we'll stop here. If anybody has any question about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, any doubt, anything, so please feel free to ask any question, any comments. We'll stop here. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Upcoming most wonderful festival Gaur Purnima ki
jai.
Okay. Same, you drum, was also, he was in Draparega, that time also.